This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now, moving on to our next story.
Yeo Bian, Minister of Energy, Science, Technology, Environment and Climate Change, or MESTEC, encouraged Malaysian companies of all sizes to engage in sustainable business practices to strike a balance between making profit and sustainability.
So we wanted to talk about this because, like we said, we've been addressing the issue of plastic quite a lot recently, and the conversations tend to be pretty robust. And when people get in touch, there is a very big sense of, well, look, you know, I can recycle, I can refuse all the straws in the world, but it doesn't change the fact that I'm not the primary polluter. So, you know, what is my contribution really doing here? So now we're extending it from, you know, the issue of personal responsibility to SME responsibility. So not quite as large as the giants of industry, but the people who are kind of just starting out. Yeo Bian revealed that the government is thinking of introducing incentives for businesses to take up sustainable practices, specifically in terms of the environment, workforce and resource management.
She said all this at the inaugural 2018 Sustainable Business Awards and believes that awards like these can create awareness among corporate leaders to be more sustainable, to build confidence and convince companies to take on more complex forms of sustainable business practices.
I think awards are one thing, but another thing that's going to work is consumer feedback. Assuming that these are companies that are consumer facing, I do think that there is an increasing drive towards, hey, we want more green, we want more options, and we want to know actually that you are doing right by the environment. And so there is industry recognition, but I also think increasingly you are seeing people making these demands and companies and governments responding, which is heartening.
I still think it's very niche though. I mean, the call is growing, but it's still very, very small because the convenience of most of these products is what most consumers want. We buy it, we use it, and then we throw it away. Though I think another interesting angle to this might not just be on the consumer's end. Are employees in these companies, are they demanding upper management? And those corporate leaders within these companies, are they asking them, hey, you know, we would like to take the company in a direction that's more green?
There is also, I'm curious about the responsibility of the government in this case, because you are encouraging Malaysian companies to kind of engage in sustainable business practices. Are you incentivizing that, right? I mean, is it something that they're going to be motivated to want to do, not just because perhaps, like we said earlier, market forces, and also just looking good, I suppose, having a strong reputation in this regard. But I also wonder how much of it has to do with, are you going to give us any benefits? You know, if we prove that we are working within these sustainable boundaries, how does that work out? So we want to understand what this might entail. Also, you know, how can companies actually go green? What are the rational ways that they can go about doing that? So we're going to be speaking with Professor Dr. Sumiani Yusof, who is the Deputy Vice Chancellor at UM of the Institute of Ocean and Earth Sciences. That will be coming up right after this. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Audacious, fabulous minds. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Kelvin. We are talking about a call that went out from, I'm just going to use the abbreviation of her ministry, the MESTEC Minister, Yeo Bian, saying that Malaysian companies of all sizes need to engage in sustainable business practices, that there needs to be this balance between profit and sustainability. We want to know how they can do that. So we're crossing over now to Professor Dr. Sumiani Yusof. She's the Deputy Vice Chancellor of the Institute of Ocean and Earth Sciences at University of Malaya. Thank you so much for joining us. So how damaging are SMEs to our environment currently?
Okay, basically, you know, as in relation to our current scenario, you know, almost 90% of our industries are actually the SMEs. So whatever the SMEs do in terms of their activities and performance would definitely have an impact. And if you're asking about what type of industries, I would say that, of course, being the majority of the of them are in the services industries, that has got an impact if they do not actually practice environmental management. Whereas out of the percentage, 5% are in the manufacturing. Of course, in manufacturing processes, it involves a lot of usage of chemicals, resources like water, electricity, and so on. And if you do not practice clean manufacturing, and also treatment and mitigation strategies, definitely it will have an impact to the environment.
Are there examples of companies doing it right?
I think from our latest indication of the Sustainable Business Award, you would see that basically people who actually are leading in the industry, people either be it in as Sime Darby Plantation and Unilever. Unilever is a manufacturing company, yeah. Whereas Sime Darby is a big conglomerate, but they practice good sustainable plantation practices. I suppose these people could be the yardstick of good industries practicing sustainable and also environmental conservation. But on top of that, we also have other industries that are leading, especially if you look at their awards. We have also what we call the Prime Minister Hibiscus Award that actually gives recognition to industries that practice good sustainable environmental management practices.
So UOBN has said that the government will be creating incentives to encourage these practices. Do you think this will be effective?
Definitely. If there is actually a government encouragement, and also especially if there's incentive, I think they would definitely, the SMEs would definitely join the bandwagon. I mean, there are many of them already into the sustainable practices, but we have to create more awareness and more of the industries, especially the SMEs, to embrace this green and sustainable concept in their daily activities. And especially if they can actually see the benefit in terms of monetary or economic incentive, because economic incentive certainly is a big pull factor. Plus, on top of that, the recognition and also opportunity for businesses for green acknowledged practices would definitely entice the SMEs to actually embrace more vigorously. And on top of that, I think what is most important, if the government is very serious, capacity building is very important, because most of these SMEs, one of the drawbacks is they lack in terms of, you know, expertise and also the capacity to actually carry out some of these green agendas and sustainability initiatives.
Is there enough pressure on private companies and corporations to explore more sustainable practices?
To me, we should actually have more pressures in terms of giving greater enforcement strategies, and also probably in terms of fully enforcing whatever legislations that we already have existing and in place. Because in Malaysia, we have got a lot of good policies, good strategies. The only problem is some of them are not fully implemented and not fully enforced. So in terms of whether it is actually now already a big pressure for them to embrace the sustainability agenda, I think if they can see the benefit, the incentive that the government is giving to companies that has got this proactive approach, definitely it will entice more of them to actually come on board. And of course, we need to also have good enforcement strategy, because the mechanism must include holistic approach of promoting and also encouraging, which is the incentive, and enforcement, which is the punitive action for those who do not actually follow through.
So, I mean, this is what it comes down to, really. What measures can businesses take to improve their sustainability practices?
Okay, first and foremost, SMEs, because of their limitation, we need not actually expect them to actually do some bombastic or advanced technology, which might not be within their reach and capacity and resources. But there's always ways and means to actually look at how you can actually improve or take the low-hanging fruits and capitalize on what you can actually do best. For example, basic strategies of simple environmental or conservation activities that you can do within your premise or within your institution, of water conservation, energy efficiency, waste management, sustainable and integrated waste management and recycling, you know, and adopting clean and green technology. And on top of that, also creating the awareness and giving more emphasis towards sustainable and environmental management. and maybe at a basic systemic measure, come up with a quality management system or environmental management system, either through accreditation or just adopting the best practices, would actually benefit them a lot as a proactive and also as an immediate measure.
Are there any obstacles smaller enterprises face in becoming sustainable?
You know, most of the obstacles voiced out by the SMEs are lack of capacity, lack of resources. So if the government is planning to actually help and assist the SMEs, I think it will be a boost to them, because if there is actually some helping hand, some capacity building, and also some assistance to actually spearhead and also jumpstart their green initiatives. Because, you know, for SMEs, because of the limitation, every resources is about dollars and cents. Yeah, how to utilize efficiently their resources. But if they see that there is actually a benefit, especially in terms of economics and monetary incentives, this would definitely entice them to actually, you know, take up and be more proactive in terms of their environmental management and sustainability initiatives in their premise.
So we know the environmental benefits for businesses to improve their sustainability practices, but how could SMEs in particular benefit from this?
First and foremost, if you conserve resources, immediately you will actually save costs. There's always the tangible and intangible benefit. The tangible ones are saving of cost, increase in profit, hopefully. Because when you practice green practices, you are actually making yourself in the forefront and you are marketing your premise as being a very environmentally friendly enterprise. And you are actually opening yourself for more opportunities, especially in terms of getting contracts and awarding of tenders and so on. Because now, due to the green supply chain movement worldwide, even big conglomerates or big multinationals have to actually employ and have to actually engage their downline or their suppliers who are actually having green acknowledgement and green practices. So definitely in terms of getting advantage in terms of businesses and in terms of profits will actually increase multifold. And on the ground, they're going to reduce costs in terms of their water consumption, energy consumption, yeah, and also probably increase in recycling rates that will reduce costs in terms of acquiring natural resources. It will also boost morale of staff because staff are being trained and being proactive and felt a sense of purpose, especially in terms of environmental conservation and protecting of the environment. So, to me, there's multifold advantage if SMEs embark on it. And of course, their image, lah, because there's no money that can buy in terms of giving you the company's image, which shows that you are proactive and you are in the forefront in terms of environmental conservation and protection.
Sustainability is gaining momentum right now, but is it enough to make an effective long-term change?
You see, even the UN SDG goals or sustainable development goals, there are 17 of them. Globally, the whole world is actually gearing towards achieving sustainable development, and UN, United Nations have come up with 17 SDG goals, and it's supposed to be actually our target by 2030 to achieve all these 17 goals. So, you know, countries worldwide have to embrace and have to actually also practice and try to pursue sustainable development, because business as usual is no longer an option. You really have to step up your initiatives in terms of environmental performance, because that's the only way to do business in the future. Why? Why do I say that? Because, you know, in terms of our resources, especially the non-renewable resources, is diminishing and we can't replenish our non-renewables anymore. So we have to look at renewable resources. And when you talk about renewable resources, you have to actually embrace sustainability and also green practices in order for you to be seen as a company that utilizes and also propagates use of renewables. And then you reduce wastage and you reduce your pollution load. So it does make sense and is the only way forward. So if SMEs in Malaysia do not embrace sustainability conservation or green practices, you're going to lose out in the end, because the demand in the market out there is towards efficiency, towards performance, improved performance, towards environmental consciousness and conservation. And it's the demand of the market and also consumers. And it's definitely an important thing in the long run.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us. That was Professor Dr. Sumiani Yusof, Deputy Vice Chancellor of the Institute of Ocean and Earth Sciences at University of Malaya. And we want to hear from you. You know, if you are running an SME, is this something that you're interested in putting into place, sustainability practices? And if you're not, you know, just in general, do you prefer supporting companies that do go green? Let us know. WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. Right now, before the news, Tame Impala with Disciples. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.